Want unbreakable ransomware protection while cutting storage costs in half or more? Myota's patented technology encrypts, shards, and spreads your data across multiple locations, guaranteeing security and recovery against cyber attacks. Try it free at myota.io. That's myota.io.
Welcome back to another episode of Data Protection Gumbo, and I am Demetrius, your host for today, and we are in line for a great show. We have Mark Kirsten, who is the Chief Product Officer at DropSuite, on today to talk about some primary attack vectors and also how you can keep your SMB alive. So, Mark, welcome to the Gumbo. How are you today?
I'm great, Demetrius. Thank you for having me. I've been enjoying your show for the last couple of years, and I'm really humbled and honored to be here. I think you do a great job for the community, and I've been very impressed by your past speakers, so I'm just very humbled to be part of the group.
Well, welcome to that group, and thank you for those kind words. And start off by telling us about DropSuite.
Sure. So DropSuite is a partner-centric company, primarily MSPs, focused on building secure, scalable, highly usable cloud backup solutions and data security technologies for business. What that really means is we help MSPs easily backup, recover, and protect their clients' critical business information. In our world, we view it important not only for large enterprises, but also SMBs to be able to operate and live in an environment where they can be, you know, live without fear of data loss or security threats, right? There's just a ton of investment that goes into securing the enterprises. And in reality, the SMBs are largely underlooked, but it's a huge, huge risk area in the market today.
Okay. And are you seeing, is it business as usual, or are you starting to see new threat vectors?
I think what we see is we see a shift in the market. I think traditionally most people think that a lot of the cyber threats or threat vectors are traditionally targeted towards the enterprise. What we're actually seeing is that SMBs are becoming an increasing target by cyber criminals, right? And it's your traditional threat vectors, ransomware, phishing, supply chain. But what we've seen over the last couple of years, and there's lots of research, there's lots of studies out there, that every year the increase of attacks on the SMB market is going up and going up significantly. The reason is enterprises traditionally are so well protected. And SMBs are highly underprotected, right? There's stats out there. I've seen people report as high as 80% of SMBs fall prey to attack vectors every year. You know, kind of maybe a more conservative one indicated that about 41% in the United States alone, 41% of SMBs in 2023 had a significant cyber attack. What's alarming, though, and I think so important for this audience and this group here, when we think about overall data protection, is that what we see is that, you know, according to industry analysts, that only about 20% of SMBs actually even have their data backed up and protected.
Okay.
Again, everything is so enterprise focused. This makes the SMB market very vulnerable to ransomware attacks, you know, and that's your typical thing. It involves kind of encrypting data and demand for ransomware, you know, but overall that problem still exists. And it's important to note that MSPs are really critical to helping SMBs kind of address their vulnerabilities by not only providing comprehensive data backup solutions and recovery solutions, but actually providing active and proactive data security measures as well. So the SMBs can ensure that their business continues to operate. But I think it's just a big issue in the market, and it's going to continue to get worse year on year.
Okay. Yeah. And we definitely, we have artificial intelligence out there. So it's definitely going to get, they're going to get smarter, and we're going to get smarter as well. The good guys versus the bad guys, but it's definitely not going to stop. But what are some of the potential consequences of a successful cyber attack on an SMB?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up the AI attack thing, right? When we think about your traditional attack that occurs, right? It's social engineering. It's, you know, going after, you know, maybe your IoT devices, right? We do a traditionally a very good job in securing, say, our endpoints, our networks, our firewalls. But the reality is that now in this kind of remote world, we've gotten so dependent on SaaS applications that is a huge attack vector. It's really just about, I just need to compromise your identity. You know, years ago, decades ago, everything was on-prem. I need to compromise your firewall, then your network infrastructure, then your machines and servers. You know, it was really hard to get access to your identity. It was really hard to get access to your applications. Now with things in the cloud, this idea of shared responsibility model, it becomes even riskier in regards to, it's important to move to SaaS, right? I don't want to get people afraid of moving to SaaS, but it's understanding that there's that whole new attack vector, right? You know, a successful attack in terms of what's the potential risk can be your traditional ransomware attack. You know, there was a study in the US that said that basically, you know, a typical SMB will lose on average $16,000 to $20,000 in a typical average ransomware attack. But that's just one way to think about it, right? It's not just about like the financial loss. It's about overall data breaches, the compliance and regulatory implications of that. It's disruptions to your operational capabilities and overall reputational damage. I would say that's a big one. And I'll give you a very kind of personal experience that happened just this weekend with me.
Oh, wow.
So okay. We're doing work. We're doing some work on our house. And we have a contractor that's doing work, right? Small business. Mm-hmm. And this contractor, you know, they have a nice little letterhead. We have a mechanism for paying them. Sunday morning, I got an email from them saying, hey, we had a bad check deposited into our bank. And as a result, we have to change our bank. Please wire new funds to this bank address. That happened to me literally this weekend.
With the same name of that same company?
Everything. So what did this tell me? This SMB was actually compromised.
Yeah.
Right. And so in this scenario, the compromise didn't mean encrypting their data. The compromise didn't mean putting their data under ransomware.
Just getting access.
The compromise recognized access to their environment and then access to their data to understand that I'm an active client, to understand what their letterhead looks like for information to send payment. Now, that's reputational damage. Who's liable for that, right? If I now send a payment to that other bank and the money is gone, what ends up happening? They're liable? Is the MSP that manages them and secures them liable? Those are things to think about. And this has a material impact on that business, both from a reputation and a trust perspective. It might not be physically ransomware, but these are the ways to think about new attack vectors. It was really creative. I mean, obviously, you know, we go through monthly training. So it was kind of easy to spot the fact that the use of language, the voice, the sense of urgency, the fact that a check was deposited, meaning they needed to switch banks, that didn't really make sense, right?
Yep.
I'm highly trained on these, but what about the layman that is not highly trained? The implication of this for an SMB market is pretty significant. And your point about AI is important because AI is going to make these attacks more sophisticated. In the future, it may be even very hard for me to recognize an actual example of a real attack, right? So, So is it the $16,000 to $20,000 of ransomware, or is it the additional impact of reputation, loss of business due to me having sent money elsewhere because they're insecure?
And did you do the equivalent of clicking the report it now button?
So, you know, unfortunately, it came to my personal email, so I don't have the report it now phishing. But the first thing I did do was call them. And one of the big things, obviously, being in the space is now I've been helping them, making sure they're set up with the right MSP, helping them get secure and understand where their compromise is. But they're getting sophisticated. And what's interesting is you may not know, they may be going after your clients. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
And it could also be hypothetical as well, because I get lots of packages from Amazon, right? And then every once in a while, I am expecting something from FedEx or UPS. And then just so happen,
I'll get a link or something that says, you know, your package has arrived and it has either a FedEx logo on it. And I'm like, hold on, this is not looking right. And I would rather not click on it and just, I don't know, it's just, it's getting very scary out there. And as you mentioned, someone's going to have to create either a good AI model that's going to also be able to detect other AIs, especially when it comes to deep fakes and video and audio, and being able to analyze, okay, this is another AI. This is my cousin, right?
That's right.
Or my uncle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's trying to get you. So
it is. I everything I do now, I'm very particular about not assuming trust, right? I pick up the phone and call the individual if they really want this changed.
And I don't know. So this past weekend as well. So my wife, her phone all of a sudden just started getting all these dings. It was like every 10 seconds, ding, ding. And I'm like, hey, can you tell your boyfriend to stop paging you, pinging you or whatever? And we were just joking. Mm-hmm. And she picked up her phone and looked at it and said, this is coming from, these are alerts from these apps in my phone, and some type of virus. I think it was a Quilly bot or something. I don't know exactly what it was, but I started, so I picked up my phone and started Googling, hey, how do you get rid of this particular virus? How do you resolve this on? And then I ended up figuring it out, had to, of course, uninstall some things, but it's getting scarier, and it's coming to your mobile device now. So
it is,
all different aspects as well. Okay.
Yep, definitely.
And also I want to ask you, and maybe one or two more questions here, you know, how can MSPs stay informed about some of these emerging threats and also some of the best practices in cybersecurity? Because these things are moving fast.
They are.
And the smaller companies, which are not like the enterprise companies, which has probably a deeper bench of cybersecurity professionals working in a SOC and a lot of individuals want to go to work for a larger company due to layoffs and things like that. But even no one's safe from a layoff. But the smaller companies, they may only have one or two resources, right, that are dedicated to cybersecurity. So how can they stay informed? Is there any advice you can give them on how to maybe keep up with all the changes that are happening in order to keeping their environment and organization's data safe?
Yeah. This is definitely a challenge for anyone in the industry, right? The millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that are being pumped into this space. You know, cyber criminals is an industry, right? It's one of the fastest growing industries globally. It is challenging. You know, the things I would say is, one is, it's a mindset. You have to dedicate time to it. Two is, look at attending industry events, webinars, do the work that you need to do. Leverage those experts out there. Listen to podcasts, listen to Data Protection Gumbo, listen to other podcasts, attend those events. Join organizations like groups, professional organizations that are out there, whether they're local, attend meetups, do those sorts of things, follow industry news and blogs. Obviously, those are important things. Participate in online communities, become an active member. Don't think of this as a passive thing to do. And I think in an organization like an MSP, even if you do have one or two, or an SMB, is encourage continuous learning for your staff. But I think the most important thing, candidly, and those are all the typical things you want to do, I think the most important thing is like partnering with the right industry solution providers out there, right? It is impossible for any one company, especially if it isn't core to what you do for a business, it's impossible for any one company to keep up to speed with it. Find the right partners out there that are going to be reputable cybersecurity solution providers that can help support you. If you're an MSP, partner with a company like DropSuite that can help secure and protect and back up your data. Identify those partners that are going to deliver value to you, keep you informed, and keep you educated. Those that are looking at newer advanced technologies that provide that level of kind of expert guidance and are your kind of confident and ongoing support for the challenges in the business, right? We invest. This is what we do. We do this day in and day out. We think about security. We think about how we protect data. We think about how we help MSPs protect their clients' data, That's what we do every day. We wake up every morning thinking about that, right? It's impossible for an SMB or even an MSP to actually be able to do that on their own.
Okay. Yeah. Great advice there. And what are some simple things like, you know, multi-factor authentication is one thing that you see a lot of companies now starting to implement automatically as a default, right? That's just an extra layer, an extra step. And right. I heard something else a couple of days ago around pass keys being not transferable from device to device, and that there's something being worked on right now that will allow a pass key to be ported or migrate from device to device. Because I just got a new phone as well. And I had to go through the whole pass key thing as well. But in any other advice, especially that they can gain or you can inform them about, maybe the smaller SMB company, that make sure that you need to be doing these key things, or you need to have these key things enabled at the least.
Yeah. I mean, so that's a never-ending running list, right? I think it's important to be proactive in kind of your security measures. You know, if we're talking specifically, obviously you need to think about kind of the five key elements when you think about left or right of boom. You need to think about the five key elements, right? Is my network secure and protected? Are my endpoints or my devices secure and protected? Are my applications secure and protected? Are my users secure and protected? And is my data secure and protected, right? And for each of those, there are different vectors that you need to think about. One is assessing or identifying the risk, right? In a data world, that means I need to do a data inventory. I need to know what data I have. Historically, we've thought about protecting or backing up structured data, right? Like my database. If my database goes down, my application stops running. But now, in this case in point, in this example, this attack that I saw over the weekend, that's unstructured data, right? That's an email, that's a letterhead in a OneDrive account or on a SharePoint folder, whatever that may be. So one is making sure you do an effective data inventory. Understand what data you have and where it lives. That's the big issue with unstructured data, which is largely unprotected. Two is then thinking about what is in that data, right? Now you know where it is. Two is kind of classifying and understanding. Does it contain confidential information? Does it contain PII or HIPAA data, right? Whether that is, and be mindful, this could be accidental, it could be malicious, it could be external, it could be internal, right? So understanding what's in your data. The third thing then is then thinking about how vulnerable you are. And what that means is what security measures or controls do you have around that data today? To your point, you know, you're turning on MFA, an absolute must with anything you're doing. Two is understanding that we should be assuming, like, you know, zero trust. We should lock everything down. What a lot of people don't realize, MSPs and SMBs alike, is if you sign up for M365, Microsoft 365, by default, when you're sharing a document in OneDrive, the default behavior is that URL link is publicly accessible by anyone globally and anonymously, right? So if Bob in HR has an Excel spreadsheet that has a list of all the employees, all their personal information and their salary data, right? And Bob happens to share that with Nancy over in finance. If somehow that link gets outside the company wall, that means anyone globally can have access to that data. So it's about understanding the security controls that you have on your data, coupled with where that data is and what's in that data. Now that you've understood that, you can do your risk assessment, right? This is your traditional analysis, understanding your risk, you know, developing a strategy and plan, and then prioritizing how you want to control that, right? Then it becomes all about strong data governance, strong data lifecycle management in terms of securing it. I mean, the reality is it's that, and the new focus is, you know, to your point around passkeys, identity is a big issue, right? My Entra ID now in a traditional world, Entra ID or Okta, is that getting backed up? Do you understand when data there is changing and why? Can you identify it? Those are also indicators of potential attack and threat vectors.
Okay. Awesome. That's great information there, Mark. And one final question, and it is not a technical one. So no more techie stuff. Let's go to the gumbo round here. And so what are you looking forward to in 2025? And it could be something that you, a project that you're working on, or something personal, or that you wouldn't mind sharing, a book that you're looking to read, or a vacation, anything.
So many options. You know, looking forward to, I have two daughters. They're both at school and college now.
Yeah.
So my wife and I are looking to finally do a real vacation at the beginning of 2025. Okay. I think that's a big one. I am taking recommendations on books right now. I'm looking at a number of different ones out there. You know, I've been recently reading a book on like presenting to win. Always looking at trying to get better at thinking about how to present and tell a great story. But overall, 2025, I think is, you know, a year to really kind of double down and focus on getting technical again. It is, to me, data security is going to be so key in 2025. And, you know, we're committed to kind of helping MSPs support their clients in protecting their critical business data.
And they can check out more information at, is it dropsuite.com?
Yep, dropsuite, dropsuite.com. And go there and learn about how we can help you back up and protect your client's data.
Okay, well, great. And also, Gumbo listeners, just to let you know, we do have a new YouTube channel with 60 plus subscribers. So we're starting very small and scrawny, but if you like what you heard today and you feel that you're learning something, go check out the YouTube channel, subscribe, share. We would love to have you in order to grow that presence as well, and hoping you're getting something out of this. And also, we do have the Backup and Recovery Professionals LinkedIn group, and that's a large group. So there's 26,000 plus people on LinkedIn, all toward that shared goal of cybersecurity, data protection, backup, recovery, compliance, and the list goes on. So check that group out as well. We would love to have you. And Mark, once again, thank you so much for being a guest right here on Data Protection Gumbo.
Thank you, Demetrius. Keep doing great work here.